And now, commence. We're about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. October 1st, 7:06 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott here, and it's another month. And you know, I'm really glad it's October. You know why, Bad Bob?
Why is that?
Because it is so much cooler today in October. It's 99 today. You know, yesterday was 105, but that was September. So today, why is it 105 in September?
It often does that this time of year. Traditionally, this is when we've had some of our worst fire seasons. So it's sort of the last gasp, and it is the pattern is breaking up. The nice thing, of course, being since the ground isn't as hot and the sun isn't as far north, it doesn't last. We went out on the lake last night, and it was fantastic.
You know, Bob, why is it when I ask you what time it is, you tell me how to build a Swiss clock? I just said, hey, is it hot? You know, that's a yes or no.
Okay, when you say why something, that a yes or no is
I didn't
not
mean
sufficient.
It, Bob. I didn't mean it. I had 30 seconds to kill there. All right? Okay. Your phone numbers here are 605-4567. And if you go to KCNR1460.com, we are streaming and you can start chatting with us. And speaking of chatting, here's Chatty Linda.
Chatty Kathy. You know, you're talking about hot last night. Well, really, my forecast says 97. Going to be 97 today, and it is currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR.
Well, you know, we don't mean to cover this entire block. We probably have a carbon footprint that's equal almost to 0.1% of Al Gore's.
But it was hot last night. We did a, was kind of interesting. And when I say interesting, usually I'm going to just back up because word interesting when somebody goes, that was interesting.
That usually
that
means
word
that
interesting conjugates yeah. How many.
It's an ancient Chinese curse. May your life always be interesting.
Oh, okay. So last night was fun. And it was a silent auction and a live auction in the backyard of the Dean's beautiful home in Tierra Oaks. And, I mean, their backyard with the pool and the waterfall. And I had the Jazz Karch Trio. But for the
Jazz Karch? The Jazz Karch?
Pat Karch Jazz Trio. Thank you. You might need to help me a little bit here today to get this going. So anyway, the Pat Karch Jazz Trio with Bruce Kalin, who I introduced as Dan Kinkle. Bruce Kalin and Bobby Veramendes. That was great. And but the sun was facing us in that heat for the first hour. And I thought, you know, this is total pro diehards who are used to playing in all kinds of environmental conditions. And just play with joy in their heart because that's what they are. They're total pros. It was a very, very nice night. I don't know how much money they raised. This was for the POAC, for the Chamber of Commerce. And my good friend Barbara Harrison asked if I would sing a couple months back before I started my On the Spot with Linda Bott. And so I heard last night that when Nancy Sutton Pierce stood in for me that it was a really fun night. It was a good night.
And that's great.
So, and speaking of giving away, let's start off at the top of the night, top of the morning here.
Top of the morning.
I have, and I'm going to be giving the rest of these away today, two tickets for Sunday's performance of the West Coast Monster Truck Nationals.
Monster Truck Rally! Come down, bring your friends, bring your family.
These are $18 tickets. I'm going to give away two.
Bring the person that you love most in your life, or if she won't go, bring your friend who really likes the monster
and
trucks.
And this is going to be a lot of fun. Again, what we've heard about this particular show is that you can get up and close with the drivers, whereas when you're in Sacramento, you're just seeing it from afar. But this is in Red Bluff, and it's a gas. So you got two free tickets for 605-4567. That's two free tickets for the West Coast Monster Truck Sunday show.
You know,
it is a reserved seat, and it begins at 2 p.m.
Okay, 605-4567. However, I think we ought to have... We ought to give out the number to the head of the Obama's Health Services Department. You know why? I think everybody should call them and find out if they can get a waiver on the health care plan, especially if your name is McDonald's. I want to talk about that when we get back. We've got a full lineup today. Mark Beecham's our guest. We're going to be talking about a lot of the things that are happening on the political and the business scene here with him. But also before him, we've got a number of other guests that I think you're going to find interesting. But we also want to talk about why is it that when McDonald's, yes, that's McDonald's with hamburgers, says, you know, your new health care plan is going to put us out of business, so we're just going to turn 29,000 workers loose off health care. The Obama White House goes pale, ashen. No, no, this isn't true. Well, yes, it is true, and guess what happens then? Well, we'll find out right after this break. Call in the bot, Free Fire Radio. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Come back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Time is 7:14 and 34 seconds. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We gave tickets out. Gave those two tickets out. We're going to be giving out more. In fact, we're going to be giving out probably seven or eight more today.
And for just the special thing, just we're not exactly sure what it is because sometimes, you know, we live in the moment. We have two $25 tickets that we're going to be giving away. So you want to listen. You want to keep listening. Those are the VIP, backstage, you know, all-inclusive. Okay.
There's
the big deal.
There's a rumor that you get to drive one of the big trucks for an hour and a half up and down the streets of Red Bluff. That's just a rumor. Just a rumor. We can neither confirm nor deny that.
Okay. So currently 62 degrees here in the station at downtown Market Street. Going to be high today of 97. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight we're going to be out there. It always sells out, so if you want to go out and hear some great music, Rick Hill is going to be playing the guitar, and there's just a select group of people that, you know, if you can get on the reservation list to go in where the music room is, that number is 474-5546. We're going to be out there. We'd love to meet you. Come out for the first time. Enjoy. It's become our favorite destination.
It'll be cooler out there. They've got, and besides, it's a beautiful drive, and they've got misters out there and the air conditioning. It's going to be great. And I promise I will not play the harmonica tonight. Okay, I realize that all the cattle ran last time.
And, you know, you got to be careful about how you drive because you can't speed out there. But if you need to speed, that is a fabulous segue.
We need to speed, but you also need to read. Our guest, Jay Cushney, is here from the Kiwanis to talk about that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All
thank
right.
you.
Welcome
for,
to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. And I just wanted to talk about something that the Kiwanis Club of Reading is sponsoring. Kiwanis is an international organization, and we have a motto that serves to the children of the world, one child, one community at a time. And so in the Reading community, we have adopted a number of schools, and we earn money through different kinds of projects for schools and reading incentive programs for students to help students read, to encourage students to read. And so we have what we call the Need to Read at Need to Speed. And Need to Speed's been wonderful helping us sponsor this. But what we're doing is we've sold tickets in the community for $5 a piece. And you buy a ticket, and then you have to select who you think is going to win the race. And we have five local law enforcement people, Pete Hansen from Reading Police Department, Tom Basanko, our sheriff, Dale Webb, Anderson Police Chief, Jerry Flavin, who's captain with the Highway Patrol, and Jim Richardson, who is the chief ranger out there, law enforcement at Whiskeytown National Recreation Area. So one of those five will win, and if you have selected that person as a winner, then the prizes are there's two nights at the Mount Shasta Ranch Bed and Breakfast, and then second prize is a $100 gift certificate to the Market Street Steakhouse.
So, Jay, how would you handicap this race?
Well, you know, I saw Sheriff Basanko race last year. He is very aggressive, and some of these officers wanted red lights so they could have permission to really, really speed at Need to Speed, but we told them no, so they have to race just on their own merits. But well, I don't know. I think the sheriff, he's pretty, and I've seen Pete Hansen. I've seen him drive. He, oh boy, It's going to be fun, and it starts at 7 o'clock.
So,
the race is at 7.
Any chance of any wrecks out there?
You never know.
You're going to have emergency crews standing by in case one of the police officers like nails
this
the other one?
This is Need to Speed, and they're very safe.
No, it is. It's a very safe organization, and it's a lot of fun. What happens, too, if you come out early, come out before 7 o'clock race, say about 6 o'clock, then Need to Speed will allow you to drive a race car for a discount, $12.
Ooh.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful place to go and to take your family.
So
we will share with you quickly that when the in-laws, Carl's sister and brother, came, we come back from San Francisco, and I said, before we do anything, I know she likes to race. She's just a speedster, but she doesn't race. She just drives fast in her little Cooper. And I said, we've got to go to this racetrack, inside racetrack. It's called Need to Speed. So we get there. We're the only people there. I don't know. It's like winter time, and we put the helmets on, and we have this experience, and they were like, whoa! Afterwards, we had no idea. We thought it was going to be a little go-track or something. But anyway, so Need to Speed, if you've never been, this is the perfect opportunity to go before you go to the big race. Go race and then be into the big race where you, for $5, can get behind, pick out who you think is going to win, and have the opportunity. Is that how it works?
That is correct.
Your ticket goes into a bucket, and then...
That's correct. And all of the winning tickets for the winning driver go into a bucket, and then two are selected for the prizes.
You have some nice prizes there. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Can you buy the tickets early?
Can you buy the tickets early, like right now?
Yeah.
Yes, you certainly can.
Are there places people can go? And
we're going to be out in front of Rite Aid on Cypress on Saturday.
Okay.
From 9 to 2, selling tickets, but we've also sold them in the communities and we've given them to schools. So we've been selling tickets for about a month.
Okay.
But you can also buy them at Need to Speed.
Okay. Okay, this is great. This is Need to Read at Need to Speed. It's going to be... five of our local law enforcement chiefs and chiefs of police and sheriffs, Peter Hansen, Tom Basenko, Dale Webb, Jerry Flavin, and Jim Richardson. The tickets are $5. You can buy them out this Saturday
at Rite Aid.
At Rite Aid at Cypress. Or you can just go to Need to Speed, starting at what time?
Starts at 7 p.m.
But if you get there early, you can ride.
That's right. Get discount ride.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show.
All right. I think this is going to be great. And we need to have the winner come in afterwards and just tell us how they kicked it.
But I think that's a great idea.
But you know what? You know, really, frankly, I think that the real racer is sitting right here next to me. And that, you know, we like Tom and Pete and all those guys. But you know what? They would just have to just get out of the way or be injured.
I have no problem with just bumping. Sideswiping and bumping. When it comes to this kind of thing, Carl just was like, I think just... I couldn't believe that I just, you know, don't like, come up and bump me from behind. You started it. It's a fun place to go.
Jay Kushney from the Kiwanis. It's a great effort. It's a great, and it's something good for our community and in our school. So thanks a lot, Jay.
Thank you very much.
We've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:23 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, or we can chat with us at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to the phones. Jay.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing today?
You know, we're pretty peachy today, Jay. It's Friday. You only two more working days till Monday.
I hear that. You were talking about Need for Speed, and I wanted to tell you a Need for Speed story. A buddy of mine, he had his part of his bachelor party over at Need for Speed. So there was about 20 guys, young guys over there. And in the first race, you know, cab drivers are pretty defensive drivers because we're in a bright yellow car with phone numbers on the side, so you got to be real careful. So I was getting dominated pretty badly. So I came in fifth, and I fielded like 8 or 9. So the next race, I pretended that I was a cab driver from San Francisco and came in first.
Well, you know, I've ridden in taxi cabs, you know, all over the world, and there's been times that I've just sat in the back seat and closed my eyes and just prayed that, you know, when I got there, it was without any spinal injuries.
Cab driving in other countries is kind of like the food. Best food on earth, as long as you don't ask too many questions. Same thing with the driving.
There you go. Okay, Jay, hey, thanks a lot.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. All right,
Jay.
Okay, what I was talking about before was the under this new Obama health care. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Obama health care plan. The Obama health care plan. Voted on by people who do not read the plan. But it's the Obama health care plan. It's Obama's war in Afghanistan. It is Obama's war in Iraq. Okay, everybody got that straight? Because that's what it is. On this one, McDonald said that, you know, that hey, I just can't keep doing this. We can't. We're going to have to turn 29,000 people loose to fit under the health care plan. Well, what happens is all of a sudden, you know, the White House is, this was a story in the Wall Street Journal, by the way. The White House goes, oh, no, that's not true. And McDonald said, well, that's not exactly true. Well, it was true. There's nothing wrong with the Wall Street Journal story. It quotes a letter McDonald sent to the Human Health Services saying it might scrap the plan. Having to drop our current mini-med offering would represent a huge disruption to our 29,000 participants. It would deny our people the current benefit that they have. Well, you know, they're not going to have to do it now. Isn't that strange? Because McDonald's is going to get an exception. And all these other companies, Staples, all these other small companies that have these mini-med plans, guess what? Then they have to get exceptions. So, yes, you know what? The Obama health plan is coming apart. Not just the fact that they tried to force you as a free American to buy health insurance. And this is the first time the government's ever done that. Hey, we're going to force you, if you're going to live here in this country, you've got to buy health insurance. Ever heard of the Constitution? Huh? Ever heard of that? I don't think you can do that. And I think there's like 27 other states that might agree with me and say this is unconstitutional. But this thing with McDonald's, this is just another example of a hastily crafted plan. An ill-conceived execution by people who don't read it or didn't understand it. And it's, oh, if everything's a waiver, then why even have it? I think this is big. This is big, my friends.
Well, I didn't get a chance to tell you this. Yesterday I was talking with a friend of mine who is a physician, and I won't mention any names, of course. And just within that small amount of time having a conversation with them, they were talking about the state of affairs as a physician, and that soon the government, they will be sanctioned completely by government, and they are being sanctioned now, and that it's already happening in Boston, and they feel like in Massachusetts, excuse me, that is the going to be the sampling of what they're going to be doing throughout the United States. And this particular person was saying that they are working 7 days a week and they can't take a vacation to go back and studies because they want to change what they're doing and another form of something that is along the lines of, you know, pharmaceutical, whatever, because that is something that they feel comfortable with, and as the way that medicine is our future of that, is that's something that they know 10 or 15 years down the road they can be in pharmaceuticals, because that will not affect them as much as what's happening with what they're doing today in their practices.
Yeah, well, the Massachusetts model is in trouble. Massachusetts model is underwater as far as, you know, the amount of money being paid in. But, you know, but going back to the original premise, and it's true, every doctor you talk to, my friends, go out and talk to your doctor, see what they think about the health care plan. Really ask them, what do you think about health care? What do you think about the new Obama health care plan? What impact is it going to have on us? It's going to have a huge impact. And this is an example right here. They didn't know what they were going to do when they passed the legislation. Remember that, Pelosi. Remember that, Boxer. Remember that, Feinstein. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR 1460 to KCNR 1460. Morning, it's Carl and Linda Bott here. How are you? It's Friday, currently 63 degrees right now, and it's going to be high today of 92. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. In fact, just so you know, next Friday at noon, we will be doing our live internet show at 12 o'clock. We will be making an announcement at the top of the week. Who's going to be our special guest? You don't want to miss that. Come for $5, you get lunch, and you really get a chance to really interact with some interesting guests.
And we're going to try and get even maybe a number of different guests, maybe even a debate there going there one of these days.
Yeah, that's good.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place, Joe and Shelley, great Americans, and they support our community. And speaking of supporting our community is our next guest, Richard Kern.
Richard Kern, welcome to the show.
The American Legion.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're a tall guy. So we're going to fix that.
I'm a tall guy. We've got to get that up there a little higher.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of the American Legion, we appreciate your programming, and we appreciate what you're doing in the community. Thank you.
Could you please give us a synopsis of what the American Legion is?
Okay, the American Legion is the, I guess you call it the brother to the VFW. We are servicemen who have served in combat times, not necessarily in a combat zone. We haven't put in our 180 days in a combat zone, so we didn't get a CIB. Well, there was a lot of servicemen who served in that fashion. And we're that portion of the service group. So if you're going to be in the American Legion, you had to have been in a combat time, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, this Afghanistan now.
So you've served on the ground, and you served back at the States, or served in some way.
Oh yeah, served in Germany or someplace like that in a non-combat situation.
Right. Yeah. All right. Okay. So that's a clarification, I think. So you see these American Legion halls, you know, okay, those are the guys, you know, they served.
Yeah.
You guys served.
They're all military.
Still serving.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of guys that served, like in Panama. That was people don't realize Panama in the 60s was a hot place. It was not a fun place to be. Korea today is still not a hot place to be. Germany, there are places in Germany where American servicemen are welcomed with open arms. There are other places in Germany where you don't want them to know you're an American serviceman.
Really?
Yeah. There.
Well, that's the whole show in itself.
Yeah.
Well, let's just get out of there then.
Well, yeah.
If they don't like it, let's just leave.
Take our money elsewhere.
Yeah. Go to places that want us.
Yeah.
Australia. We like Australia.
Well, Australia loves us. Okinawa, Japan. There've been real hot stuff.
Yep. A lot of problems. And you know, there's been problems there from. My first time over there was in '75, and there was problems then. The Japanese were taking back the island. And we were giving it back to them, and there was the Okinawans. I couldn't figure out who they disliked most, the Japanese or us.
Yeah,
at that time.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm just kind of sitting here, going, "Wow, I guess that's just my little bubble was burst because I think, oh, we've gone around and here we've got post places and people love us and we try to do well and how horrible for Americans to be in a foreign country doing something for good and be despised. It makes me sick.
Well, it is. It's disturbing because we're not there. Okay, in Germany, in some place, they call us the occupying forces because we were, after World War II, the occupying forces. Now we're the support forces, but they don't look at it that way. They still look at us as, you know, you are trying to tell us what to do. We're not telling them what to do.
Yeah, but you know what? There's Americans and ones here in Reading that have called us an imperialist nation, that we have occupying forces throughout the world in Germany, and they use those as examples. I choose not to do business with that.
Yeah, we turned around and walked out of that business. Yeah.
You know, that's one of those things, you know, you can vote with your feet. And that day we turned around and voted with our feet. You know, he's Bad Bob's
and
brother.
And pocketbook.
Oh. So. Just kidding, Bob.
Good stuff. Let's talk about what the American Legion, though, is doing here locally.
Doing?
This is good stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start out with my post, since I have my post calendar here. We are starting out in October. We're having our breakfast on this first and third Sundays of the month. Starts at 9 o'clock. And the proceeds of that, of course, goes into the fund to support scholarships and other community activities we've got going. So the public's invited to that.
Where is that going to be?
Now, this is out in Vallecito. This is out in Shasta Lake City.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Central Valley. The city of Shasta Lake.
Okay.
Got to be correct with this one.
No, really. It's been changed around a little bit.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now what the official name is?
The official name is the city of Shasta Lake.
Okay.
When they put the name in, Caltrans put a sign up on the highway, said Shasta Lake City. And when I come driving by and I saw that and I thought, okay, that's not too bad. Then when I got there and they said, no, that's not our name. I went, okay. It's Central Valley. I'm sorry, folks. I have 27 years of living there. Everybody knows where Central Valley is.
Okay. Well, for us new ones.
New people, no. New people, we have to tell them it's
so you have a post there.
We have a post there.
And that's where the breakfast is going to be.
That's where the breakfast is. That's where these activities are going on. We're having a hunter safety course starting up the 7th, 8th, and 9th of October. Children 16 and under are free. Anybody over 16, it's $10. The Legion picks up the cost for those under 16. And people who want to find out about that can call the post at 275-8211. Give them the phone number and information, and we'll get back with them and tell them when and where the class is going to be in. We have the books and stuff and everything there for them. Free for 16 and under. We'll take care of that. We have, let's see. Look, now you got me off my line here.
How many American Legion posts are there in the area?
In the area? Well, let's see. 11.
11 in the area.
We have 11 posts in the area.
And that covers Anderson,
well, McLeod, Wairika, Redding, Cottonwood, Fall River Mills, Etna. We cover a big area.
Now, how do they get a hold of American Legion if they wanted to join?
If you want to join the American Legion, call the 275-8211 number. There we have numbers for posts like in Palo Cedro or Bernie or someplace where, you know, you can get a hold of, or I can leave the list of phone numbers here and they can call the station. And
do you all have a website?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, look, we have to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Richard Kern, who is speaking for the American Legion in the North State. Excuse me.
We'll be back up right after these messages.
Yes, as soon as I stop trying to swallow my tongue.
Hi.
KCNR 1460 Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning, October 1st. And it's still going to be hot. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley's been there since 1985, except for some time spent in the 82nd Airborne. Doug is a local guy, does dish satellite service. You want to switch over to this. I know it's a local guy. It's a local company. He hires his people locally. And when you call, you end up talking to Heather. If you want to talk to somebody, you talk to Heather. You do not talk to Ahmed or somebody else 18,000 miles away, right here in town. That's a B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley. Phone number is 244-1988. Give him a call. Our guest is Richard Kern from the American Legion. Okay, let's finish up here with some of the great things the American Legion is doing.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to talk about Reading real quick.
Sure.
Because they got some great programs going on. They're having their fundraiser for Boys State and Girls State. That's where they send the young men and young women down to Sacramento to study government and things of that nature. And that's a real good one. And also they're having their Huggy Bear new toys for the Reading Police Department. And on that, what they would like would be a new toy or preferably a stuffed toy or something like that, and or cash donations so they can go out and buy them. And then this is given to the police department, and they take them out with their social services when there's a child involved. And these are two great programs. And you can contact them at P.O. Box. Lost my line here. Oh, sorry, Lloyd. I'll have to get their phone number is 241-2624, and they'll tell you how to send that stuff. 2624.
Okay, 241-2684. That's to help with the Huggy Bear.
That's to help with the Huggy Bear program, or Boy State or Girl State.
Okay.
And then, of course, our post out in Shasta Lake City, we are doing fundraisers also. One of our big ones is bingo.
Yeah, when's bingo start?
Okay, bingo has started. It is the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. We open up at 5:30, and
what can you win? What can you win out there at the American Legion?
Well,
bingo?
On our last one, we paid out $390 some.
A bingo is a lot of fun.
Now, Bob, Bad Bob wants to know if he could win a pig. Can he win a pig there? Is there any chance?
Is there any chance of winning a pig?
Yeah, Bad Bob wants to know if he could win a pig.
If he wants to come out and play bingo, I'll find some way of getting him. A pig. That's really what he wants. Does he want? Does he
side
want
a beef or something? I don't know.
A pot belly pig or something.
What do you want? What do you want, Bad Bob? What kind of pig do you want?
Just the bacon.
Just the bacon.
He just wants the bacon. Well, we got plenty of bacon.
Bingo is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like bingo.
Bingo's a lot of fun, and it's a good fundraiser.
And it's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, the second and fourth Tuesdays.
Second and fourth Tuesdays.
Second and fourth Tuesdays.
And what's the buy-in for this?
$10.
$10.
It's a $10 buy-in.
Great.
And
get a lot of people there.
Well, we just started, and on our last one, we had about 20 people.
Okay.
Which was our first time.
It means your odds are better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it makes your odds of winning better. But like you say, bingo is a lot of fun, especially when you're sitting there and you only need one number.
Yeah.
And the numbers keep going down and going down.
That's why Bad Bob doesn't like to play unless there's pigs involved.
Unless there's the pig involved, huh?
Well, thank you so much. And, of course, we always love to encourage people to, you know, support the community, and this is another wonderful way through doing fun things that help support the American Legion and the people involved.
And the American Legion does a lot for our community. You know, I mean, I know you all are out there all the time and helping, raising money for different events. And
right. Well, we have, like, the November 7th, we're having the Veterans Day Parade. We're working on that.
That's right.
Out there. And we're supplying meals for people who worked on the dam. We're supplying their meals for them.
Uh-huh.
There's still about, I don't know, 10 or 15 of these guys hanging around here.
Still alive.
Still alive.
They've got stories.
Oh, they do have stories.
So we know we had the owner of Jack's Grill in here the other day, Don Conley.
And Mike.
And Mike Woodham. And they're talking about stories, you know, that was going on during the dam building. And California Street was a wild place.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Richard, thank you so much for coming by. Give us a phone number they can reach.
275-8211.
275-8211.
And somebody will be there from 1 o'clock until about 7 or 8 o'clock at night to help you out with whatever you want. Community service, or if you're a veteran and you need to get your veterans' benefits or something lined up, give us a phone call because we'll do what we can to help
you. You help on that, too, I know.
Oh, we help on that. We help on a lot of things.
That's
we just don't have time to name everything we do.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by and giving us an opportunity to let our listeners know about what you do.
Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate
you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. News Talk, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You're going to need that because Linda's going to give away two.
Okay, here's what I have in my hand. Are you ready? These are two VIP monster truck tickets. These are $25 tickets, which means that definitely get the VIP treatment. You get to go backstage, food, drink. I don't know if it's alcohol, but food, drinks, it's all included. And I'm going to tell you, here's the question I want you to answer. First of all, you have to call 605-4567. Bob's waiting by. The question is, when did Carl and I start Free Fire Radio on 1460? When did we come and start our brand new station? If you could name the month, hopefully you know the day, but if you can name the month of when we started here on Market Street with KCNR 1460 and Carl and Linda Bott started shop right here, downtown Reading, you get these two $25. It's a $50 value right here. I'm holding. 605-4567. That's for tonight.
Give away tickets.
That is for tonight, by the way. So you can get down there tonight and have a blast and just hang out with the monster truck people backstage. Ooh la la.
Okay, who wants to hear me get upset? You know, let's talk about lawyers right now. I mean, most lawyers are honorable, upstanding, decent citizens that, you know, that want to protect citizens that are downtrodden. Every so often you'll get somebody like Gloria Allred. Okay, this is the big thing. The former housekeeper to California Republican gubernatorial nominee Meg Whitman surfaced to say that the former eBay executive knowingly employed her illegally and treated her poorly. Well, gee, why do you think this came up right before the election? And let's go into this a little bit. First of all, the woman is here illegally. She gave a Social Security number and a driver's license. And how did she get the driver's license? Maybe because it was a fake Social Security card. And so she used this to be employed. Whitman's got the proof to this. And so they say, well, you know, the Social Security Administration sent them a letter 7 years ago. And so Whitman's husband, whom we met, you know what, and he's not into the political scene. Nice guy. I think he's a brain surgeon? I'm thinking he's a doctor. Said, yeah, you know, I may have seen that 7 years ago, but, you know, I thought it could be a mistake, so I gave it to the lady to take care of, and Diaz. So then when she went up to Whitman and said, I'm here illegally, I want your help, Whitman then says, well, you know what, you're here illegally, we can't hire you, this is wrong, and lets her go. So what happens is Gloria Allred, who is a supporter of Jerry Brown, blows this straight up in the paper. Here's my question, my friends. Why wasn't somebody from immigration standing there when this was happening and arrest her for being here illegally? And then escort her to the border, and then she doesn't have to worry about it. Send her home. But this is such, you know what, this is such tripe. This is kind of things as, you know, they've got copies of the paperwork of her fake that she provided. You know, I think that's even a more of a criminal offense than just kind of strolling across the border, because God knows in the Obama administration, if that's okay, let's just stroll. In fact, there ought to be a band. What's the name of that song, Bob? The Stroll. You know that old song, you know, the stroll where people kind of like, you know, they stroll back, you know, it's a song you can
stroll
dance to.
Yeah, the stroll.
They ought to be playing that at the border. Yeah, that's what they need. Instead of fences, the Obama administration ought to have loudspeakers playing the stroll as people stroll across the border. Because we sure as heck aren't stopping them, not under the Obama administration. But anyway, Diaz is here illegally. She comes up with a fake Social Security number. She comes up with a fake driver's license and uses it. And somehow this is Meg Whitman's fault when she finds out it's untrue and fires her. Now, I'm not here, you know, I'm not here to defend Meg Whitman or any of these. I mean, you know what? You get into the limelight, you want to run for office, stand by, because here it comes. But at least, hey, let's find something, that means something. And, you know, Gloria Allred, I almost feel sorry for this poor woman who has to pick these things up so she can become the center of attention. Anyway, I still think Diaz, they should just arrest her, deport her. That's it. It's all over. Hey, our guest in the next hour. Linda's just sitting there shaking her head.
I'm wondering why somebody didn't jump on the monster truck
maybe
VIP.
I have here two monster truck tickets to give away. Let me tell you a true story. I once did one of those commercials. My throat hurt for a week.
I have two monster truck VIP tickets.
For tonight.
Food. Okay, that means food. I know some of you guys.
$25. That's, you know, when you kind of want to go have the VIP treatment where you kind of go back for special parking.
Yeah. When did we start this station? Let me give you a hint. It was last year.
And a man in a red suit was hanging around. Okay? Do you need anything more?
Okay, look, we've got...
Wait a minute. I want to see if they...
You get it?
Does, wait a... Put them on. We got just a second here. Jay.
Hey, hi.
Hey, listen, you want to go tonight to the with VIP tickets to the monster truck thing?
I'd love to.
Okay, so tell our listeners, because you've been such a loyal listener, when did we start this? When did we start, Carl and I, here at this station on KCNR 1460?
Oh, man, I'm trying to remember. It's been at least, what, 4 or 5 months ago?
There you go.
That was close. Yeah, this is Carl and DeBott. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:05 on October. October 1st. Oh, I can just feel winter coming along right now. Can you feel it? I brought an extra sweater today because how cold is it going to be today, Linda?
I don't know, but you keep ringing your bell over there. With your hands.
That's because the blouse you were wearing rings my bell.
Okay, 62 degrees currently in the studio. It's going to be high today of 97. You know what? I've been saying 91. I need my glasses. Just that little
97.
Just
that
a little bit of that extra
time to put,
line.
Time to put
97.
That, time to put that sweater on. Yeah. Okay.
The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite.
Out on Airport Road.
I threw it to you.
I know, out on Airport Road. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. We use Dish Satellite, and through Doug. Man came in on time, put it in, no pain, surround sound, home theater, he does it all. This is a man to go to if you want to have Dish Satellite. He's a local boy. It took some time out in the 82nd Airborne, 244-1988. You talk to Doug, you talk to his people, you don't talk to another country.
Yeah. Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to say thank you very much for all of you who listened in last night when I started my show On the Spot with Linda Bott, which is so much fun. I have a blast doing it. I had committed to doing this, to sing at this event last night that happened. That was really cool in Tierra Oaks. And we had a great time for the Chamber of Commerce. But I want to thank Nancy Sutton Pierce. And I guess evidently there were some great giveaways from the Mount Shasta Mall, from Dandelion, and Bethany Schmidt, who always does a product giveaway, free haircut. So there were all these wonderful things going on last night. So thanks a lot for that. And we have some special guests in the studio. But before we open up the mics, let's go to line one. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Linda. I'm just calling to remind you to have your listeners be sure and come tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, Community Creek Cleanup, along the north shore of the Sacramento River.
And what do they need?
The Market Street Bridge and the Sundial Bridge.
And what do they need to bring?
They need to bring closed-toed shoes, long-sleeve shirts. They should wear long pants, but, of course, we can't enforce that if it's going to be 90 degrees. And we'd like to have them bring a pair of gloves and a hat and bring hand tools such as pruning shears and clippers and just be prepared to give something back to the environment.
You know, that's...
And they should bring a water bottle also. We'll have water there, but this is part of the California Coastal Commission initiative to encourage people to stop throwing plastic bottles out the car and bring their own container.
One of those steel bottles.
Bring not a recyclable container, but something they can just carry back with them.
Something that they bring with them all the time. Absolutely. Stainless steel, whatever. One time.
Okay. How about a snake bite kit?
We have three nursing stations. And I've never actually seen a snake down by the river in all of my travels, but that doesn't mean there isn't one. But I wouldn't be worried about it. I certainly wouldn't bring a snake bite kit. We'll take you right over to the emergency room.
Okay, well...
That was one of our guests that just kind of slid that one across on us.
He wrote it down, and of course I had to ask you, because you never know.
Well, you never know. We do get some... last year we had some yellow jackets that wanted to play with us.
Oh, yeah.
And we always have poison oak, but frankly, these are relatively minor things in the wilds of Redding, and so far we haven't lost anybody, not in 5 years.
No, absolutely not. Okay, well, listen, congratulations. I'm sure it's going to be great, and when it's over and done with, in the process of it, do call us next week and let us know how it went.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate
it. And one more time, where do they meet you at? Randy?
It starts at the registration table opens at 7:30, but the saws and the chippers will be going loud and strong at 8 o'clock to noon.
8 o'clock to noon, and where do they meet at?
It's immediately off the North Market Street Bridge, the first right-hand turn. It's called Traveled Way, right at Market Street Pizza, and travel to the end of Traveled Way, and the registration tents and awnings will be very visible. There are lots of signage on Market Street, so just get on Market Street. You can't miss it, right at the Market Street Bridge.
Great.
Thank you, Randy Smith, the Community Creek Cleanup tomorrow.
You bet.
Have a good weekend.
You bet. We'll see you, Randy. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 8:13 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, or you can chat with us at kcnr1460.com. You know, we've been talking about monster trucks. Let's go to the phones. Tom Metz, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You are one of those drivers.
Absolutely, man. So excited about this weekend. You know, huge names and trucks. Great facility out here at Tehama County Fairgrounds. Really excited about being back after 5-year absence.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Tom, where are you from?
Paxton, Illinois.
Okay, so you're coming. Are you on tour? On truck tour?
Absolutely, all the time. I mean, I travel all over the world doing monster trucks. I've been doing it for 18 years. It was something I wanted to do since I was 10 years old. I took that dream and I rode it all the way to the top. With 7 world championships. It's just been crazy. It's been the coolest job ever, and I love doing it.
Okay, now my mouth is just wide open. I want to know how you become a world champion with a monster truck. Give me the visual.
You've got to be crazy, number one. You got to listen to the fans. And if you were a fan yourself, you know exactly what they want to see when you get out there. And, you know, competitors are very tough, and especially anymore. It's tough to beat everybody, but, you know, It's fun. That's the cool thing about it. I mean, when you have a job it's that much fun, it's something you want to do. You just put a lot into it.
What's the name of your team, Tom?
Maximum Destruction. It's more than a
Maximum Destruction.
And we have 2 tickets that we can give away for this tonight, for Sunday.
For Sunday.
And watch Tom and Maximum Destruction.
So, Tom, I mean, okay, so these are the monster trucks. These trucks go, how tall are these trucks?
Man, they're over 10 foot tall. The tires are 5.5 foot tall. They put out about 1,500 horsepower. I mean, they will jump 30 feet in the air.
Whoa.
Quite often. Man, they take a toll on equipment and a toll on the driver, but it's definitely entertaining to watch.
Okay, so again, how do you get to become the world champion? I mean, what besides with Maximum Destruction, you know, behind you? I mean, what do you do? I mean, what constitutes a champion?
Well, they held the world finals in Las Vegas every year, and all the top trucks are invited. And I've actually won the thing 8 times. 4 in freestyle and 4 in racing. Now, racing is like anything where you have a race course, you bracket it up in pairs, and the winner takes all. And then freestyle is actually a timed event. You get 1.5 to 2 minutes. You get to go out there and do what I like to do best. That's to show off and do huge tricks and play to the fans.
Well, what do the
judged event?
Well, what do the fans really like to see, Tom?
Oh man, they love to see, you know, donuts, high flying action, and, you know, a lot of Maximum Destruction. I mean, that's one thing that everybody loves to see.
I just may want to keep these tickets. I don't know if we don't get.
I don't know if we're going to give these away.
We've been
now.
Giving a lot of tickets away here. It's been exciting, and I'm sure it's going to be a huge, huge event. We have a couple that we gave VIP seats away tonight, so you may have some people that say that they won those tickets off of Free Fire Radio and may just want to, you know, get your autograph, because I hear you guys, people get to meet you too at this particular event. Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, Notorious, I mean, other motorsports aren't quite like monster trucks, because after the event, we'll sign autographs till everybody goes home. I mean, sometimes that, you know, can get pretty lengthy after the event, but
yeah,
we will sign up till everybody goes home.
Right. Okay, and somebody in the studio said, how many miles per gallon do you get in a monster truck?
Well, it actually runs on methanol alcohol.
Ooh.
And at full throttle, it'll burn a gallon about every 25 seconds.
Woo, baby!
Hey, you know, Tom.
Thank God for sponsors.
Tom, it sounds like you found a job that you love.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing it forever. I'm going to do it till I go in to the end, I guess. I mean, I love doing it. The cool part about it is, you know, getting to meet all the great fans, and they get me so jacked up when I get out there. It's like, man, it's easy. Just go out there and put this big size 13 to the floor and have fun.
Okay, so what would be, I would say, in your races, and we're going to have to go here in a second, but Tom, we're on the phone with Tom Mintz, who is like the champion trucker of all time.
Monster
and his monster trucker. How hard, first of all, 2 questions. How hard is this on your body? And B, what is the largest crowd you've ever been in front of? perform doing your truck stuff?
The largest crowd I've ever been in front of Pontiac Silverdome was about 72,000 people, somewhere in there, 72,000. It is pretty tough on the body. I mean, you know, you have a lot of Monday morning racing rheumatism, we call it. But
kind of like riding a bull.
Know, it's very safe. There's a lot of strict safety rules. And fortunately, over 18 years, I've never been seriously hurt.
Hey, Tom, how old are you?
43 years young.
Okay. I like that.
Do you feel 43 or something on Mondays? Do you feel like 83?
Not really, man. I mean, I just love doing it. I feel like I'm 23.
Isn't that great?
There you go.
Yeah,
you
got the fire.
My daughter is, she's 14, and I like to tell people we're going to grow up together.
Well, you can definitely hear the fire in your belly. I'll tell you that much. So, I'm serious. So, Tom, you know, we're just looking forward to having you up here, and it's the Monster Truck Rally. This is great. Tom, thanks so much for educating us and for calling in and getting us all riled up.
Thank you very much. It's really exciting. I haven't been to Red Bluff in 5 years. I'm really excited about that. Come out there and watch me tear it up with Gravedigger. I can't wait to get out there.
Great.
Three big shows starting tonight.
Super. Hey, Tom, this is our guest of Maximum Destruction, world champion. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break here, and then our guest is Mark Beecham, and we're going to do a little Maximum Destruction or something like that. Join us after these messages.
The holiday.
Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's 8:23 in the morning, October 1st. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Or join us in the chat room, KCNR1460.com. That Bob's hogging today. You know, does it ever strike you that we're having a good time?
Yes. It's Friday.
We have a good time at this show. You know why? Just we get to talk to people. We have a good time. You know, radio should be fun.
Monster Truck Champion. Hello.
Shouldn't be some curmudgeon, or whatever they call them. Curmudgeon going.
Yeah.
No, you got to have fun. And speaking of fun, our next guest, Mark Beecham. He is a fun guy. You know, you look up in the dictionary under the definition of fun, there's Mark's picture. Good morning, Mark.
And the other thing is what we really, one of the things that we really like, one of the things I could go down the list, is that we love Mark's columns. Mark is on the spot all the time. He is on it. And sometimes he'll send about, you know, you might want to read about this. And boy, I really appreciate that. That's kind of like the person saying, hey, you need to check this out, you know. So you're always checking things out and you're writing about it and you keep us abreast of things going on. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So let's have Mark on.
I'm here, aren't I?
I'm going to go get my computer so I can listen to the chat room. How do you like I'm going to listen to the chat room?
Okay, Mark, you know, first of all, thanks for the times that you've stood in for us, and we can't think of anybody better.
Sure.
The election, huge.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you, you and Linda and KCNR, for being such a good forum during this election season, as well as the Tea Party and other groups. So the Tea Party put on the first debate among the 10 candidates for city council, and then they did a really cool thing. They videotaped it, and they put it up on YouTube. And a lot of people are not going to get the chance to go to the AAUW forum or the local progressive party forum last week or whatever, and they won't see these candidates. And the Record Searchlight, I don't think the Searchlight has done their usual Q&A with the candidates yet. I know they've gone through the editorial board process, and I'm sure there'll be probably some kind of endorsement. But if you're a voter and you're not really informed, go to the Tea Party website and check out the debate. I think it's really useful. Interesting format that Aaron Ryan came up with, where the candidates ask each other questions, moves along really fast, lasts about an hour. At least you'll get a sense of where these people are coming from and a little bit of their personal personality.
And if let me also say is, if you go to our website, you know that every one of the candidates who's been on is archived there. So if you've got questions, you know, or you think, okay, I wasn't able to hear that person that day, just go back and listen to them, because I know that some of them, after they've said a few things here, have gone back and restated their opinions. Again.
Well, you did a great job, I heard this week, with Francie Sullivan, asking her to clarify where she stood on the contribution to PERS by the public safety employees. And she dodged it, but eventually she said, well, probably that's what's going to have to happen. They will have to make their employee contribution. And I think that's a real service that you've provided, you know, asking questions, sticking with it, and trying to get specifics out of candidates. It's never easy, especially if you've got a group of 10 people, and each one has only got a minute and a half to answer right. a question. They can easily throw out a few platitudes and some generalities, and then they're on to the next right. subject.
So what do you think? What do you think is the biggest question facing the voters here with these candidates?
Well, let's shift from that to let's talk a little bit about the race in general. I look at it sort of, you know, I lived in Washington, D.C. I've been involved in political campaigns in the past. I think that the union slate has got some rather considerable advantages in this election. Number one, they have more money than anybody else. Number two, they have more signs than anybody else, and Reading is a big sign town. Number three, they have more foot soldiers to walk the precincts and hand out flyers than anybody else. And number four, last but not least, they have a simpler message, a message that voters who aren't wrapped up in the minutiae of city government and reading the blogs and reading the editorials of the paper, a message that voters can understand. Frankly, when I hear Patrick Jones, Rick Bassetti, and others talking about, you know, retirement contributions and actuarial projections and 9% this versus 2% give back, whatever, my head starts to spin. The union slate has been very strategic, very smart, by trying to say, look, this is how we're framing this election. Public safety is the most important thing that government does. You know, we need to support it. We've got crime in the streets. We've got gangs. We've got, you know, a lot of parolees moving to town. We've got property burglaries, et cetera, cars being broken into. We need cops on the beat, and we need firemen. That resonates with voters on a very, you know, visceral level. Everybody can understand fear of crime. And I'm just afraid that the Chamber of Commerce and Jones and Bassetti and of course MacArthur's not on the ticket this year, but they're focusing on stuff that's really important. I mean, it's, you know, the pension system is broken, is unsustainable, but they're using terms that are just not breaking through. The union slate has come up with a very simple slogan: public safety first. And I think it resonates with people, and there's signs everywhere now. And they're very clever about the signs. They've got them on trucks. They're moving them around. So they may only have five, but they look like they're 50.
Yeah. Well, but the problem is that, yeah, public safety first. But there should be a caveat, big one right behind it, if we could afford it. Because under what's going on right now, we're broke. We can't afford to keep paying out things we don't have.
I grant you that, and I think your guests, Francie Sullivan and Sandra Speer and Ken Murray,
they've all agreed to that.
They would agree.
Right.
But the problem is, if you're not paying real close attention to the election and you're sort of dialing in
right.
now,
right.
what resonates, what cuts through, and that is that, you know, this is the fear of crime and all this mumbo-jumbo and stuff and numbers, too complicated.
Right. Anyway, we got to take a break. Carl Linda, Bob, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Mark Beach, and we're talking elections. KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Was that your nose hitting the mic?
This is Carl Linda Bob. KCNR 14. No, that was your top of your head hitting the
mic. Okay. Yes, this is Carl Linda Bob. If you're just tuning in, You are listening to KCNR 1460 on your dial. This is a Free Fire Radio, and the weather today, it's currently 64 here in the studio. It's going to be high today of 97. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop, the home of D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Do not curl your hair. They do not stretch your hair. They don't put things in your hair except clippers. They are barbers. They are not stylists. When you walk in, you know it's a barbershop. There's no doubt it's a barbershop. No Oprah on the TV. Just animal heads on the wall. Gun magazines and car magazines there you can read. But they are very respectful to everybody. And Man's Last Stronghold. How do we know? It's written on the window. Man's Last Strongholds. Go down there. They give great haircuts, and they give discounts to veterans, my friends. They give discounts to veterans. Our guest, Mark Beecham, who is here, and talking about a very simple message that the I don't know how to say it. I guess it would be the Union Slate is putting across. But let's go to the phones here. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And the ever-present Bad Bob. And Mark, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good.
Listen, you know, I listened to what you said about, you know, the rigmarole about the actuarial charts and everything else, but really, doesn't this issue really come down to the 9% contribution to the CalPERS that the city is asking the public safety unions to pay for? And is that 9% really that far out of line as far as them paying it? As far what it looks like to me is that this is a negotiating chip for the future contract negotiations between the union and management or the city. And if they give it up now, then they're going to be negotiated out of something else in the next negotiation because they conceded to this early. Really, we could be keeping the four people that are going to be laid off on public safety if this 9% were paid now. And it is their retirement that it's being paid into.
Yeah, John, you may be completely correct there. Unfortunately, it's taken you about 2 minutes to explain that.
I know, I'm sorry about that.
And no, I'm not. It's not a criticism. I'm just saying that the campaigns, especially in Reading, are won by yard signs and simple bumper sticker like slogans, or very simple radio spots. And what the Union Slate has done has been very effective. I believe very effective. They have stressed public safety, and they have conflated some other issues that are rather unpopular, like the Oasis Road development and Stillwater Business Park, and somehow suggested that this money that's being spent on Oasis or Stillwater is coming out of the pockets of police and firemen, which is not true. I mean, there may be a small bit of this money comes out of the general fund for Stillwater and Oasis, but it's a very, very small amount. So there's a little bit of disinformation going on here, but the fact remains that they have a very simple public safety first slogan, which resonates with a lot of people, and I think you'll see it work fairly well on Election Day.
Do you think there's also the equal possibility there could be a major backlash to it, and not the least of which is because of who their slate of candidates are, but also because of this overwhelming presence that they've created both online, on air, and on the street signs that you're talking about?
Well, we'll have to see, but there are an awful lot of people available to them to walk precincts and make the case, hand out flyers, and many more people than Mayor Jones or Rick Bassetti or Gary Cadd have available to them. So I think when you combine the number of foot soldiers walking the precincts, the signs, the money, the ads, and a simple message, I think they have a considerable advantage over the incumbents, and we'll just have to see how it plays.
I'm going to push my candidates, Reet and Sochow. They're independents, and I'm for both of them.
Okay. Hey, John, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, let's go to Charles on line two. Charles, you're up. Charles, you're
on. Good morning.
Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, the problem with the public unions isn't just happening here. It's happening in Greece, where they've had riots over there. It's happening in France, where they've had some very physical protests over there. It's happening in South Africa, where the public unions recently protested against a race that they didn't think was big enough, and I heard a report last night, and again this morning, early this morning, that sounds like the police union in El Salvador is taking things to a whole new extreme, and it, you know,
I don't see. Well, I don't see our police union taking over the Benton Air Strip, but
no. I mean, that's I'm trying. You know,
I know.
But when I'm trying to get to. It sounds like, you know, I mean, the unions here are trying to you know, strong arm the election results, you know, here and elsewhere. I mean,
yeah, you're seeing
how many businesses are, you know, would have posted, you know, signs oppositional to the, you know, to the union slate were it not for, you know, the union intimidation tactics, for example.
Charles, that's a good question. We got to take a break now. It's 20.
I'll take my answer on the air.
Okay, thanks. But that's something we want to talk about, too. Okay. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot. It's 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backroom Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, great Americans. Finest walk-in tobacco shop in the state. Great walk-in humidor. Espresso Joe's to get that coffee. It's going to be 97 today. Get that chilled coffee there. Joe and Shelley support our community. They support the veterans. They do a lot for us in our community. That's Tobacco and Brew. Our guest is Mark Beecham, and he's been talking about the an effective message that the unions are putting out. My question is this, or my statement is this: everybody we've had in here has said they have this the retirement program has to change. They're going to have to put money into the retirement. Everybody we've talked to, no matter which side they're all, they've all said the same thing. The question is timing, it seems. What do you think?
Well, I think there is a feeling on the part of the public employee unions that they haven't been treated with respect or civility by the incumbent council majority. Rightly or wrongly, that's the way they say they feel. And they want to change. Now, on November 3rd, if no matter who wins, the economic situation in Reading has not changed overnight. And something will have to give. In my column in tomorrow's Record Searchlight, I have an item which is focused on if you were in charge of laying off people at City Hall, who would that be? I mean, public safety first is a great slogan to run on, and Ken Murray and Sandra Speer have used it. But it implies cuts elsewhere. And neither one of those candidates has been very specific. Ken Murray, when I had coffee with him recently, talked rather vaguely of, you know, plan checkers and city engineers. We have too many. But none of the candidates that I'm aware of have really stepped up and offered any specificity as to what other cuts they would be making at City Hall. So if you don't make other cuts at City Hall and all things remain the same, something's got to give with the retirement situation here, and some concessions do have to be made. It may well be that, as Francie Sullivan said on your show here earlier this week, that yeah, they're going to have to pay this 9%, but they'll have to pay the 9% based on a council that tells them to do it in a warm and fuzzy manner.
I don't know. This whole thing comes down to you're not asking me nice.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. What coalesced, what really ticked off the unions, was Rick Bassetti's, in my view, rather ham-handed, ham-fisted idea of these ballot measures. that he got the council majority to approve earlier this year, which have no force of law at all. They're just, you know, really, they're political.
Yeah,
they're political measures.
I have a problem with that one.
And what it did was really tick off the unions. And if he hadn't done that, and you don't hear him talking about it particularly, I don't see any signs that the Chamber of Commerce or the Builders Exchange is putting up saying vote yes on A and B. I don't see that. So they've run away from that, but they're still on the ballot, and it's going to cost $25,000 or whatever to run these things. So it's
well, you know, next week we have Monday we got Gary Cadd, Tuesday we have Don Kirk, Wednesday we have Sue Seychow, Thursday Ken Murray, and Friday Sandra Spear. And it's time to start. We're going to start asking some pretty
specific
questions and I'll just stay on it.
Yeah.
So it may be a whole hour.
Sandra,
of me saying, what do you think about the 9%? Do you think they should pay the 9%? Who would you cut out of? You know,
well,
it's time. It's time.
Sandra
for that.
Spear worked 7 months at City Hall, and if anybody running for city council knows where the fat at City Hall or the deadwood at City Hall is, if there is any left.
She should
know,
yeah.
And she should spell it out. And you should hold her feet to the fire until she does. I mean, give us a list of things that we can do, people we can lay off, departments we can consolidate, benefits we can shrink, that if we did all these things, we could save enough money to perhaps put two more community service officers back on the force so we could organize a neighborhood watch program. Okay?
Yeah. I know that you've been, you know, and I know that you've been saying this from the beginning, Mark, is that have we gone through every place else before we reached
I don't
there?
Think we have. There's a comment, facetious comment, but I think there's some truth to it. On a blog on Reading.com recently, someone was asking a question. I may have been in response to a blog that I wrote about who would you cut, and somebody said everybody with assistant in their title. And I thought, okay, you know, maybe so. How many assistants do we have at City Hall? Do we really need them?
How many? Well, you know, I can understand an assistant, like, you know, an Excel. I can't understand a second assistant, for sure. And then some of these assistants have got $100,000 paychecks. So who are these people? And you know what? And we got to take a break here. This one just kind of frosted me the other day is when they went to ask the management, hey, okay, we're asking everybody else, your management, 7% cut here. Not only was this, and for some reason, the city council just voted not to do that, except for Jones, and he said he was starting at the top. The electrical management from the party guys from the REU now said we're going to go unionize. You know, right then, my love. I didn't feel the love from REU that they've been pushing out to everybody. Well, no, we love you guys. I didn't feel the love there when they said they're going to unionize because. They were asked, this upper management, they're well over $100,000 a year, were asked to pay 7% toward their retirement. I'm having a problem with that. We've got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The coming election.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell. But
KCNR 1460, currently 64 degrees, going to be high today of 97. So much is going on this weekend.
Friday.
Yeah, we're going to be out in Ensamos. Rick Hill is playing 474-5546 if you need to make reservations. Oh, my gosh. There's so many other things. The
okay.
Symphony tomorrow night.
Symphony.
Is the gala.
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest. The October Beer Festival.
Monster Trucks and Red Blood.
That's going on. What am I forgetting here?
Okay.
I know that
Rodeo out at the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Bark and Wine.
Bark and Wine.
Dracula the Musical.
There you go. There's probably more.
Am I forgetting
more.
Something? I mean, there's music. I mean, just open up your date. But you know what's really cool? Recently, I had a girlfriend on the air, and she grew up here, and she had a friend that left, went to Chicago. They're thinking about moving back here, and they were thinking, oh, my God, what are we going to do in Reading? you know, after being in the big city, and they were shocked coming back here. Turtle Bay, art shows, music. I mean, you just go down to Market Street, and you've got Vintners and Vintage. And, by the way, Vintage is actually going to be playing vinyl, not iPods. They got a whole vinyl thing going on, which I think is totally cool. And then you've got great shows going on at the Cascade. You've got Market Street Wine and Cheese. Now we've got a new deli next to us. You've got the Kobe Steakhouse. I mean, you can walk everywhere. Maxwell's next door.
And by the
way, play some pool. Hang out.
Maxwell's,
pizza?
I dare you to go down there.
Best pizza.
And have the volcanic chicken wings. You will not get your money back. I'm telling you right now. You go down, you order them. It's too hot. Sissy. Put on your big boy pants. Eat them or just don't say anything.
And that's what she said, really. She said, you cannot, there is no, you don't get your money back if you say, I can't do this. That's sorry. It's volcanic for a reason.
Okay. Our guest, Mark Beecham. Mark, you've got the last 3 minutes here. Go for it.
Well, follow that, honey.
Well, one of the things that I enjoy about the election, I write about it and think about it and probably more than I should, but one of the subplots that I'm getting a fair bit of amusement from is the Ken Murray Patrick Jones dynamic. I mean, Ken was on the council when Patrick was first elected. Patrick considered Ken to be a kind of a mentor-mentee relationship, and now they're like Hatfields and McCoys. I mean, there's oil and water, and to see them going at one another is, you know, is certainly entertaining, and the prospect of Ken winning back a seat on the city council, which he could likely do. I mean, he just narrowly lost 2 years ago. If he were to win and Patrick were to win re-election, it'd be interesting to see the two of them how they react to each other on the dais, as well as Missy MacArthur, who. There's no love lost between Missy and Ken Murray, so we've.
That was a question yesterday. Said, can you work with Ken if you know if both of you are reelected? And Patrick said, yes, I can work with him. And I would hope that whoever we have elected, it doesn't become a gang war going on up there when we need things done.
Well, I wrote a sort of tongue in cheek column a couple of weeks ago now, asking if we were going to need. You know, Rodney King to give the invocation at the city council meetings. You know, remember Rodney King's famous plea, can't we all get along? Because you could end up with people on the city council, Dickerson, Jones, Murray, perhaps Sandra Speer and Missy MacArthur, who really, many of whom have got these very crosswise relationships. So it's going to be interesting to see what the election brings.
Okay. You know, we got an email from Sandra Spears, and it appears that I said yesterday during the interview that I said that she had been cut loose. I don't remember saying that.
So and maybe, if so, you maybe, retract maybe, it.
No, that's what I said was cut loose. Now, if I use that term inadvertently, I'm sorry. I'm not sure exactly what that was talking about, if we were just talking about cutting loose everybody, you know, in different administrative spots. But I'll go back and listen to it. Sandra will be here next week, on next Friday, on the show. And that has been a sore point for her and for Jones when they were things were said or not said. But we're going to take a look at the tape before with what was said at the Tea Party, and also we'll listen to the show yesterday.
We just want to make sure everybody has a voice, and you know, sometimes, like you said, things get jumbled, and clarification is important.
Yeah, well, like I said, we'll go back and take a look at it. Hey, our guest has been Mark Beecham, and we always appreciate Mark here, and you're going to be here more and more before the election, if you want to be.
Sure.
Give a nice, honest voice to it. Hey, next week, like we said, start off Monday with Gary Cadd, Don Kirk, Sue Seychow, Ken Murray, and Sandra Speer. We're all going to be here next week. Here's your chance to ask the questions, my friends. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.